It's time for girls high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, the Kenton Wildcats host the Cary Blue Devils. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, the LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live from Kenton High School, here's Jim Holman and Mark Schwimmer.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Kenton High School. We got Lady Wildcats basketball action on tap this evening. The Cary Blue Devils are in town to take on your Kenton Wildcats. Cary comes in at 12-2 on the season. They're coming off a 47-38 win over Winford on Saturday. The Lady Wildcats are 6-8. They defeated Defiance 71-41 on Thursday. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With this, Mark Schwimmer. We're going to get a timeout. Come back to the Cessna Transport pregame show started right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490. In the year 1901, New York became the first state to require automobile license plates. The first Nobel Peace Prize ceremony was held in Sweden, and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group was founded. At the FLR Insurance Agency, we're proud to represent Ohio Mutual, a company with more than a century of experience. We can help you select the best coverage to help you protect your auto, home, farm, or business. Give us a call at FLR Insurance Center. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. Since 1901, keeping promises that secure dreams.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Cessna Transport pregame show, live tonight from Kenton High School. Lady Wildcats entertaining Cary. Junior varsity contest went the way the Blue Devils. Cary was a 42-32 winner, entertaining reserve contest there. We're taking another timeout. Come back to the Northern 10 Conference right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. Such a transport pregame show. Jim Owen, Mark Schwemmer in your region radio, 95.3 WKTN. Kerry Blue Devils in town tonight taking the Lady Wildcats. They're 12-2 overall, right in the thick of things in the Northern 10, buddy.
Northern 10 conference this year looking really good with Colonel Crawford up top, 8-1 in the conference, 14-1 overall. Kerry Blue Devils, we're going to see here tonight, 7-2 sitting in second place, 12-2 overall. Winford sitting in third place, 5-4, 10-4 overall. Also with a 5-4 conference record. Upper Sandusky coming in with an 8-6 overall record, though. Mohawk, right at 500 this year, 4-4, 7-5 overall. Seneca East, 4-5, 5-8 overall. And bringing up the tail end of the conference at this point, Buckeye Central, 1-7. 4-9 overall, and Bucyrus 1-8, 4-10 overall.
That's a good conference, buddy. You look at those overall records. Outstanding league there. Colonel Crawford, Kerry, Winford, Upper Sandusky, Mohawk. Five pretty good programs. No question about that. We're taking another time to assess the transport pregame show. We're coming back over the Western Buckeye League standings right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Cessna Transport pregame show. Kenton High School here. Lady Wildcats entertaining the Kerry Blue Devils, Jim Homan and Mark Schwemmer. Again, Lady Wildcats 6-8 overall. They had a league win over Defiance last week. Let's take a look at the Western Buckeye League standings, buddy.
Well, looking at the Western Buckeye League, no surprise to see Ottawa Glandorf on top, 5-0 with the league record, 15-1 overall. Bath coming in second place right now, 4-1, 9-3 overall. Tied with Shawnee, who's also 4-1, but 6-7 overall. St. Mary's 3-2, sitting in fourth place with a 500, 7-7 record overall. Wapak also 3-2 with 6-9 overall record. Now looking at the second half here, you see Kenton sitting at a 2-3 record in the league, 6-8 overall. Tied with Van Wert, who's also 2-3, but 4-11 in their overall record. Salina's 1-4, 5-9 overall. Elida 1-4, 4-11 overall. And unfortunately, Defiance down at the tail end, 0-5 in the league and 0-14 overall. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of those nights where it's like you didn't have to mention the Defiance. Defiance scores the Defiance grab. But either way, let's look at the Northern 10, the Western Buckeye. Of course, this is a non-conference game between Kerry and Kenton. We'll come back, assess the transport pregame show. Talk a little about both those teams and what we can expect to see tonight right after this.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning, WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. Sessa Transport pregame show. Jim Owen and Mark Schwemmer coming tonight. Kenton Lady Wildcats entertaining the Cary Blue Devils. Cary come in 12-2 in the season. They were 47-38 winners over Winford on Saturday. That was their third straight victory.
Looking at the scoreboard here, Kylie Yost and Yankee Phillips, Yankee Phillips, 13 points each leading the scoring for Cary. Riley Rowe on the boards, 8 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists.
They could be undefeated, Mark. They've got two losses by a combined 7 points.
Yeah, they've lost to Colonel Crawford 39-34 on December 23rd. Lost Upper Sandusky 44-42 on January 9th.
They look at the Kenton Lady Wildcats, Jay Bossman's team coming in 6-8 on the season. They were winners over Defiance. We mentioned this on Thursday night, 71-41. That snapped a two-game losing streak for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Lady Wildcats led by 10 points after first quarter, never threatened. Sydney Payne at 19, Sadie Larrabee 18, and Liv Nolting 14 points.
8 players score for Lady Wildcats. The big thing right now, Mark, is got to find a way to start stacking some wins.
Absolutely. Looking for their first back-to-back wins, first time in over a month. They started 4-2, 2-6 since.
And again, you're a coach, Mark, you know how this goes. I've talked to Coach Bossman about this. It gets mental at some point, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And sports are streaky.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, you start getting in your head, you start winning a few games, and it makes it easy to win more. You start losing a couple, even if they're close, you know, it starts, the doubt starts creeping in, and all of a sudden you're losing games that you shouldn't.
It's a funny story. I can laugh about it now, I was going to say, but, Defiance College, Marv Hohenberger, Hall of Fame basketball coach. When I was in college at Bluffton, 20 years ago, a few years ago, doesn't matter how long ago, it was just a while ago. But got everybody back from a team that won the league before. Literally, preseason interview, he's like, we might lose. I can't believe I hear that he said this. We might lose, but someone's got to play awful well to beat us. Go off to this great start. Lose like 11 straight games. This is his first losing season in like 30 years as a coach. And I went to college at Bluffton from Defiance. I'm dialed in up there. And just something over there, it was mental. I'd be sitting there doing the scorebook, playing Defiance, and the guy beside me like, well, here it comes. Watch. He's because here's a, things would go bad. And then they go bad, and then they go bad. But you know what, Mark? When things go well, the same thing can happen.
Absolutely. And it just takes a little bit. So you've got Kenton coming in here on a win. Let's see if it transfers again for tonight.
We shall see. Wrap up Sessa Transport pregame show. We'll come back with the starting lineups right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the SESA Transport pregame show. Kenton High School getting set for the Kenton Lady Wildcats taking on the Cary Blue Devils. Lady Wildcats 6-8 on the season. Working on a one-game winning streak, defeat Defiance 71-41 on Thursday. Cary's 12-2. They were 47-38 winners over Winford on Saturday. Ran their winning streak to three games. Let's look at the starting lineups here, Mark.
Thanks. Looking for the Blue Devils here, starting off number three, Kelsey Bursby. She's a senior guard. Riley Rowe, number five, forward. Ella Klingler, number 15, a guard. Number 20, Riley Yost, also a guard. And Kinley Phillips, number 32, a forward. Coached by Keith O'Flattery, Cary Blue Devils. Your home team, Kent Wildcats. Starting off, number one, Kyla Bostetter, guard. Number 14, Kinsey Spring, also a guard. Number 21, Sadie Larrabee, forward. Number 30, Macy Hakethorn, a forward. And number 32, Olivia Nolting, a guard.
Wildcats,
coached by Jay Bossaman.
Carey's got go with Bursby, Rao, Klinger, Yost, and Phillips, the five for the Blue Devils. For Lady Wildcats, we got Bostetter, Spring, Larrabee, Hakethorn, and Nolting. Opening tip we brought you by HSL. Seeing the first quarter sponsor will be the Real Laws Riffles, Andrew Benchick. Lady Wildcats, their home white uniforms, black numerals, red trim. Lady Blue Devils in their dark blue road uniforms with the white numerals, white trim. Should be a good one here. Again, Cary coming in 12-2. Very strong program here in this part of the state. Lady Wildcats 6-8. Like I said, they've had tough losses. They've played a very strong non-conference schedule. I think Coach Bossman would agree. He and I have discussed this. There's still a lot of upside for this Lady Wildcat program. But at some point, Mark, it's time to start stringing some wins together like we talked about.
Absolutely. Young program for Kenton, one senior on the roster. So it's always a growing season when you have youth on the floor like that. When you look at Cary, they've got quite a few seniors with their program. Senior heavy, upper class heavy. So that tends to equate to wins. So you've got to see if you get some keep your head straight for the Wildcats.
I'm smart because you and I talked a lot off the air about Ottawa Glaner. They're never young, it seems, in sport. But the rest of us have to deal with growing pains. Again, we've got Larrabee jumping up against Bursby. Lady Wildcats going left and right in the radio dial. Again, opening tip brush for HSL. It's in the first quarter, sponsored by the Roof Loss, Andrew Benchick. In JV contest, but we have Cary 42-32. And we are underway. Opening tip, controlled by Cary. That's Yost grabs it. It's a 5'6 junior. Going to run the offense here for Cary. Left-hand dribble, the top of the key, over the far side. Now Rao's got the ball in the corner. Back three-pointer on the way, dead on from the top of the key. Hits every part of the rim and drops. That was Klinger there. Good ball move for Cary, and Klinger, to her credit, fired away when she got the shot. Touched every part of the rim, and it's good. 3-0 Cary in the Rutland Marina scoreboard. Bostetter walks up for Kent against the man-to-man defense. Ball stripped away. Good defense there by Yost of Cary from the Blue Devils in a run. Bounce pass down low. Reverse layup up. Spins out for Rao. Rebound batted around. It does come back to Riley, and Cary will reset the attack. Riley Yost has the top of the key. We're deep at Riley's. Three Riley's on the Cary roster, each of the different pronunciation. These spelling, I just had to pronounce it the same way, Riley, every time. I don't have to worry about spelling it. Newspaper versus radio advantages.
Absolutely.
We played a minute here at Kenton High School. 3-0, Cary with the lead and the basketball. Riley Yost resets the attack for Cary. Just gets man-to-man defense, guarded by Nolting. Bar to the fall side, that's Klinger. Reverse the top route. To near side, Yost again. Very patient attack for Cary. Open three-pointer from the right side. Back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Larrabee of Kenton. Klinger hit an ace hardware three-pointer for the only points of the night so far. Wildcats across the timeline. Nolting's got the ball. Crossover dribble drive, handoff to Sprang. She drives her little floater off the back iron. No good. Ball batted around. Larrabee grabs the rebound. Put back up and in. First bucket of the night for Sadie Larrabee. Makes it 3-2 now, Cary. Cary crosses the timeline. Bursby's got down low to Phillips. Shot partially blocked by Heckathorn. Rebound to Larrabee. It's on a run. Nice little outlet pass. Olivia Nolting hers about the far right side. Bounce pass to Bossetter on the baseline. Back out Heckathorn. Lines up a three-pointer from the right side. In and out. Offensive rebound. Larrabee put back. No good. Another shot from Sprangs off the mark. Larrabee steals the rebound. Goes back up. She's fouled. Good work on the offensive glass by Lady Wildcats, Martin.
Great tenacity right there. You know, you don't knock the first one down and you get to the boards. Get yourself some other chances.
Ella Klinger with the foul, her first, team first. Two mid-Ohio State free throws coming now for Sadie Larrabee, the 5'10 junior. She's got 2 points. First free throw, nothing but net. Give her three, and we are not at three. 5:58 to play here in the first quarter. Clock stopped. Larrabee right-hand push, nothing but net. Swishes them both. She's got all 4 points for Kenton. Lady Wildcats back on top, 4-3 now. We played 2 minutes here at Kenton High School. Cary breaks the press again. Layup up and in for Kinley Phillips. I say because they broke the press the same way earlier. Heckathorn blocked the shot. This time shot fake. Phillips works around Heckathorn, makes it 5-4 now. Cary on top. Backdoor cut. Layup up and in for Olivia Nolting. Nice pass from Macy Heckathorn. Kenton back on top, 6-5. Cary trapped in the front court. Backcourt violation. Rao got trapped in the corner by Heckathorn, and Bostetter throws the ball away in the backcourt. Kenton's going to get it back. 5:27 to play in the first quarter. They lead 6-5 in the Rutland Maria scoreboard.
A little bit of press there by Kenton as Cary brought it across the timeline. First time we've seen that, and it caused a little bit of an issue.
First time we've seen it, first time Cary's seen it tonight. It's going to say it confounded both of us.
Yes.
Leave it at that. Let's go with that, yeah. Heckathorn's got the ball, dribbles the paint, spinning layup. Spins out. Nice athletic move there from Heckathorn. Shot does not drop. Rebound grabbed by Phillips of Cary. And here come the Blue Devils the other direction. Bursby's got the ball. Top of the key. Over to Klinger. Far side being guarded by Sprang. Back over to Yost. 5:04 to play in the first quarter, 6-5. Kenton on top of Cary. Jim Ona, Mark Schwemmer, and your Reggie Reader, 95.3 WKTN. Wildcats defending very well. A couple little drives there from Cary, turned away by good man-to-man defense. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound up and in. Riley Yost, nice work on the offensive glass by the 5'6 junior. 7-6 now, Cary on top. And the inbounds pass, Cary with the full court pressure this time. Nearly forces a turnover, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bursby. Rachel Reinhart checking in for Cary, 5'4 junior. Reminder, everybody, after Mark and I go up the air, Dr. B is going to bring you the Domino's question of the game. First, you call it 496-5-3000, a large one on pizza from Domino's Pizza. Wildcats break the press. Kinsey Sprang up, bam, the layup. Her first buck of the night makes it 8-7. Kenton back and forth first quarter. Reinhardt's got the ball, dumps it down to Phillips. Left-hand layup up and in. Boy, good strong move there from Kinley Phillips, a 5'8 senior. Caught it, was decisive, laid it in. Kenton breaks the pressure, but is called for a travel in the front court. Both teams pressing, speeding the game up here. 9-8 now, Cary on top of Kenton.
Started off pretty slow, Cary, taking their time, just working the offense around the outside of the arc. And now it's back and forth. We're into a track meet.
Yost in the front court over to Reinhardt, left side. 4:09 to play in the first quarter. Clock rolling, 9-8. Cary with the basketball on the one-point lead. That's Yost. Bounce pass over to Bursby. Finds a cutting row. Back out. Three-pointer spins out for Reinhardt. Rebound by Larrabee. Kenton in the run. Bossetter's got the front court. Bounce pass to Sprang. She's cut off nice. That flips it back to Heckathorn. A little 10-footer short. Rebound all blue underneath. Good check out by Cary. Road clears it for Cary. 9-8. Cary on top. 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Left corner. It's Reinhardt's got it. Bounce down low to Rout. Kicks the ball back out. Shot fake on a three-pointer for Bursby. She doesn't take it. Bounces over to Riost. Far side. 3:25 and counting in the first quarter. Cary leads 9-8. Goodell's with the basketball. Rout over to Yost. Gets a ball screen. She drives, kicks the ball out. Back to Bursby. She has it left side. Wildcats defending real well in the man-to-man. Nice entry pass down low to Phillips. Her little runner's off the mark. Rebound cleared by Eckathorn. Love the patience there from Cary. Kenton played good defense. Cary worked it, got a shot at one. Just does not drop.
Yeah, Cary's 3 of 7 from the floor at this point. Took him a while to get on the boards in the two-point land. Knocked on that three-pointer right away, but otherwise it's been a little tight for him to get something in.
Spin move, right-hand layup, up and in for Olivia Nolting. Her first bucket, second bucket, is her 4 points now. Kenton's on top, 10-9, and a steal in the backcourt. Macy Eckathorn with the steal, gets over to Nolting, kicks it back out, Sprang, three-pointer with the right side, front iron, back iron, does not go, rebound, bat out of bounds. Last touched by Rao of Karis, that's going to stay with Kenton. Howden-Shield and Payne check in for Lady Wildcats. Eddie Howden-Shield and Sydney Payne, they're going to replace Kinsey Sprang and Kyle Bostetter. 2:26 play in the first quarter, 10-9. Kenton on top of Cary, the Lumber Rio scoreboard. Inbound to Larrabee. Nice little touch jumper there from Larrabee. Catches the pass in the air. Business floats it up there, a little tip from about 6 feet. 12-9. 6 points now for Sadie Larrabee. Sure. Sets the transport post game show. Mark Ingram and Players Game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over. Stick around for that. A lot of basketball left for until we get to that point. 18-footer there is short for Rachel Reinhart. Out of bounds. Last touched by Rachel, Cary. Ball is going back to Kenton. Heckathorn inbound. 2:01 to play in the first quarter. 12-9. Kenton the lead. And the basketball. Just scoring the Root Lumber radio scoreboard. Heckathorn's got the ball. Drives right side. Cut off nicely. Going to pull up, step back, 18-footer, touches there upon the rim, does not go in. Sadie Larrabee, offensive rebound, lays in, but she's going to get called for the loose ball foul. Larrabee's first foul, the over-the-back call, if you will. Found the rebound, Larrabee's foul. It's her first team, first 150 player in the first quarter. Cary works the ball up the floor. Yost has it left side. Bounce pass the top of the key. Reinhardt has it, looking. Back to Yost near side. Again, Cary staying very patient with the basketball, trailing 12-9 on the Root Lumber Rio scoreboard. Looking for the cutter is Reinhardt. Can't find a way back to Yost, top of the key. Left-hand drill for Yost in the paint. Knife through, lays it up and in. 4 points now for Riley Yost, the 5'6 junior. Nice finish, makes it 12-11 now, Kenton on top. Payne crossed the timeline for Kenton. Weaves her way through the defense. There's some contact shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Larrabee. Her putback's off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Bursby of Carey. Her outlet pass is batting around, still loose. Carey picks up in the front court. We approach 1 minute mark here, the first quarter. Nice little pass to Bursby. Her driving layup's blocked by Larrabee. She gets the rebound. Long outlet pass to Payne. Three-pointer, bingo! First bucket of the night for Sydney Payne. The Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer makes it 15-11, Kenton. Wild sequence there, Mark.
Absolutely. Ball gets turned over quick, and we look for a nice outlet pass for an open three. Didn't worry about the defense getting back, just drained it.
Love the confidence of the freshman there, Payne. Getting with the basketball. Cares basketball, she's in the front court. Yost has ball, works up the screen. Over to Rachel Reinhart, far side. 29 ticks in the first quarter. 15-11, Kenton on top of Carey in the Rutland Barrios scoreboard. Bursby has it left side. Passes to a cutting Rao, shot up. Bothered by Macy Eckathorn. She comes down with the rebound. The shot spins out. Final 14 ticks here. The period is Knowlton crossed the timeline for Kenton. Lady Wildcats basketball in a 4-point lead. Knowlton has it, spins the paint, hands it back to the Heckathorn. Shot fake on a deep three. Now she's going to take it. It's front iron, back iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Emily Broadman of Carey. Her half-court heave is off the mark, and we played one here at Kenton High School. It's been a good one so far. So Kenton Lady Wildcats 15, the Carey Blue Devils 11. We'll be right back with the second quarter after this.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Heckathor, Knowlton, Howden-Shea, Larrabee, and Payne, the five on the floor for Kenton. So the second quarter. Bursby's out there along with Yost. Phillips, Broadman, and Rao. Rachel Ryan, excuse me, the five on the floor for Carey's for the second quarter. Brought to you by the Russell Andrew Benchick, 15-11, Kenton on top. Sydney Payne's driving layup is no good for the Wildcats. They start the ball at the second quarter. Bursby comes out with the rebound after that miss. 7-4 to play here in the second period. Carey with the basketball. Kenton the 15-11 lead. Reinhart over to Broadman. Stolen away by Macy Heckathorn. Just takes it away from the crossover dribble. She has in the front court. Now hands it to Howden Shield. Back to Payne. Shot fake on a three-pointer. She weaves through the paint. Lays it off the steady Larrabee. Shot no good. Larrabee's offensive rebound attempt goes off her knee as she tries to put back. The ball goes back to Carey. Sadie's been very active on the glass tonight, buddy.
Yeah, she's finding a nice little hole in there to get the boards. Not getting much to fall on her second shots, but it's important that she's in there and she's getting those opportunities.
Get the shots, buddy. It's just like we talk about this a lot, you know, with soccer. Get shots on goal. One's going to drop. She's getting a lot of shots on goal. Someone's going to start to drop for Sadie. Carey with the basketball in the front court, trailing 15-11. We played a minute here in the second quarter on the Rutland Barrios scoreboard. Jim Owen and Mark Schwemmer on your region radio. 95.3 WKTN. Nice little give and go from Carey. Shot up, layup, up and in. Bursby with a bucket. Great work there for the Carey Blue Devils. 15-13, Kenton on top. Payne breaks the press for Lady Wildcats. Left-hand pass to Heckathorn. Three-pointers on the way. Spins out. Rebound cleared by Yost of Carey. She hurries it up the floor. Gets over Bursby. Shot down low to Phillips. The lefty lays it in. She's got six, does Kinley Phillips. And we are tied at 15. Like her game down low. Not the tallest player out there, but boy, she's sharp on the block.
Yeah, she's finding a nice little niche there on the corner. Good help from her team, and movement off the ball gives her those opportunities.
Shot is off the mark from Howden Shield. Larrabee with the offensive rebound. As we talk, this one goes on the putback. She's got 8 points now, 17-15. Kenton on top. 6-12 and counting here in the second quarter. Bursby has it near side. Gets a ball screen. Tries to dump down to Phillips. Stolen away by Olivia Nolte. Two on one for Kenton. Nolte's past the pain. Can't quite reel it in. It's going to be a turnover on Kenton. Ball going back to Carey. Boy, you like the, again, I love the aggressiveness from Lady Wildcats trying to push in transition.
Yeah, they're taking no time to transfer from offense to or from defense to offense, and they're really catching Carey flat-footed when they lose the ball, so they're getting some opportunities.
Alexis Ratliff, 5'10 freshman, checks in for the first time tonight for Kenton to replace Heckathorn. Carey with the basketball in the front court. Rodman's got the ball. Dumps the ball back down to Yost. Kicks out to Bursey. Back to Yost in the corner. 5:44 and counting in the second quarter. Try to enter the ball down to Phillips. Kicked away there by Nolting. Ball is going to stay with Carey. Carey doing a real nice job getting Kinley Phillips with a 5'8 senior involved in the block. She's got 6 points. That leads Carey. See, Larry has 8 points. She can't lead all players. Carey inbound. Get the ball in the corner to Bursey. She finds Phillips cutting through the paint, kick the ball back out to Broadbent, her 18-footer swish. First bucket for Emily Broadbent. 5'9 sophomores in the books, and Carey with the steal against the press. 2-on-1 opportunity now for the Blue Devils. Shot is up and blocked from behind by Nolting. Ratliff clears rear on four Kenton. Lady Wildcats hustle there and avoid disaster off the turnover against the press. Nolting dribble drive, kicks the ball out. Payne's got a 3-point on the way, spins out, rebounds loose. Grabbed by Yost of Carey. Here come the Blue Devils. Yost drives. Left-hand layup in traffic. Up and good. 6 points now for Riley Yost. 19-17. Carey back on top. We played 3 minutes here in the second quarter on the Lumberio scoreboard. Payne drive. She is fouled. Shot is up. It goes down. We see the fouls on the floor, which was probably the right call. Fouls on Riley Yost. Her first. Team first. 4-7 to play in the second quarter. Heckathorn checks back in for Larrabee. They are going to count the basket. She's got 5 points now. The mid-high range free throw pending. I couldn't tell the way the official was pointing. He was pointing the basket was good if it was on the floor.
Yeah, it was a little inconclusive on that.
There's that middle ground, I was going to say. Mid-high range free throws off the mark for Payne. Rebound cleared by Phil, so the basket does count. Tied at 19 now, 4:50 to play in the second quarter. Yost has a shot faker, a little 5-footer spins out. Offensive rebound by Rao, shot up and in. First bucket for Riley Rao, puts Carey back on top, 21-19, 4:36 play here in the first half. Back and forth, two quarters of basketball so far. Payne's three-pointer is blocked by Yost, rebound grabbed by Rao. Here comes Carey with a little bit of a run. Kicks ball out to Reinhart. She dribbles, pulls up a little 15-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound. Carey will reset the attack. Bursby has it. Looking for a cutting route ball stolen away by Heckathorn. We've got a Root Lumber timeout. We're going to get one, too. This one's by the Wildcats. 4:12 to play in the first half. It is Carey 21, Kenton 19. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. We've got 4:12 to play here in the first half. Kenton Lady Wildcats, that number timeout. They held the basketball trailing 21-19.
Carey Reed really heated up this second half. Right now they're 9 of 18, shooting 50%. They were at 40% in the first quarter, so the shots are falling for them at this point.
Nolting in the front court for Kenton. Gets a ball screen from Macy Eckathorn. Looking, hands off the Payne. She drives right side, weaves through the defense. Her little runners, no good, but she's fouled. 2 minute higher shooting is coming here for Sydney Payne. 21-19, Bursby the foul, her first. Team second. Sydney Payne with 5 points, the 5'8 freshman. Two dribbles, spins it. Nothing but net. Gives Sid 6. See Larry with 8. Sydney Payne with 6. 4 for Olivia Nolting and 2 points for Kinsey Sprang for Kenton. Payne's second toss. Knocks that one down. Give her 7. Tied at 21 again. Yost and Phillips with 6 each to lead Carey. Carry across the timeline. Klinger's got the ball in the corner. She had a three-pointer open scoring tonight. It's been held in check since. She eyes another three-pointer on the way from the right side. Bingo. All I had to do was open my mouth. Second ace hardware three-pointer for Emma Klinger. Ella Klinger, excuse me. She's got six, 24-21. Carry on top. Kent with the basket. Spraying drives. Bounces out to Heckathorn. Got the ball at the top of the key. Dribbles in the paint. Spins. Bulls her way through the defense. Gets called for the offensive foul. Good job that time by Riley Rao. Held her ground. Drew the charge. Foul on Heckathorn. Her first. Team first. Bostetter checks back in for Kent as well as Larrabee. They replace Sydney Payne and Alexis Ratliff. Bursby checks out for Carey. Blue Devils work up the floor. 3:17 counting here in the second quarter. 24-21. Carey with the basketball in the three-point lead. Reinhart in the corner, drives. Bounce pass across the key over to Yost. Her pull-up jumper no good, but she's fouled by Olivia Nolting. He lives first. Team second. So 2 minute Ohio Energy free throws now coming up for Riley Yost. The 5'6 junior's got 6 points. Make it seven. Breaking a three-way tie for team lead for the Blue Devils. Yost now with 7, 6 with Klinger. 6 for Phillips. 25-21. Carry up to a 4-point lead. Biggest of the night. Second free throw up and in as well. Give her 8. Knocks down both middle high energy free throws. 26-21 carry on top. Nolting brings the ball up the floor for Kenton. Ball stripped away by Yost. Here comes Carey. 3-on-1 in the break. Yost bounce pass layup up and in. Riley Rouse got it. Give her 4 points now. 28-21. 7-point lead now for Carey. Kenton breaks the press. Larrabee's driving layup. Blocked out of bounds by Kinley Phillips. Great defense by the 5'8 senior. 2:45 to play here in the second quarter. Payne quickly checks back in for Kenton. Replace Nolting. Sprang, Heckathorn, Bostetter, Larrabee, and Payne, the 5 on the floor for Kenton. You got Bursby out there with Phillips, Yost, Klinger, and Rao for Carey. Driving layup off the inbounds, no good for Payne. Rebound cleared by Bursby. Turn and burn for the Blue Devils. Layup opportunity for Klinger. Kitten gets back, cuts it off nicely. Good work by Sprang and Bossa to break that play up. Bounce pass down low to Phillips. Stolen away by Larrabee of Kenton. She outlets it to Payne. And we're going to have a held ball timeout by Carey before the held ball. I hesitate there. A little more time we'll keep here, Mark, because I don't think anybody had possession of that basketball. Looked like it was loose on the floor, but Carey, to their credit, calls the timeout. The officials give it to him. Smart basketball.
In that half a second, she had two hands on the ball. Coach got the timeout.
Yeah, it's good basketball. It's smart basketball there by the Carey Blue Devils to get the timeout.
Give that one to Coach Flaherty.
I was going to say exactly. I was going to say he maintains possession of basketball with their first Rutlumber timeout. 28-21 is your score on the Rutlumber Rail scoreboard. We're getting close to the Spirit Credit Union halftime show. Mark, I'll go over the first half. It's been a good one so far. Biggest lead of the night now, 28-21. Carry by a touchdown with the basketball in the front court. It'll be Bursby the inbound. Right in front of Josh Gammon on the far side. Gets the ball into Rao, guarded by Heckathorn. Tries to bounce it down to Phillips. Ball's batted away. Yost comes up with a short jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by Phillips. Blocked by Heckathorn. Clear with the offensive rebound now for Carey. The Blue Devils will maintain possession. 2:14 counting here in the first half. 28-21. You're scoring the Rutlumber Rail scoreboard. Bounce pass down low. Batted away. We have a held ball. Possession is going to point the way of Carey. 2:06.
Going to get that one.
Milton's going to check back in for Kenton for Sprang. I'm sorry, Carey's going to have possession. 2:06 left here in the first half. Short run on the baseline by Rao. No good. Rebound cleared by Larrabee of Kenton. Tries to throw the outlet pass. It is stolen away. And then stolen back again by Nolting of Kenton. A lot of hands in there from both sides. We're going to get a foul call, I believe, on Carey. It's going to be on Yost. Her second, team third. 1:54 to play here in the first half. Her second foul, quickly Emily Broadman, the 5'9 sophomore, runs the scorer's table. As well as Rachel Reinhart. Replace Riley Rao and Ella Klinger.
Got to appreciate the hustle from both teams in the last couple of minutes.
Scrapping, buddy. No doubt about that. Heckathorn inbound. Long softball pass up to Payne. Crosses the timeline. Sid trapped at the midcourt stripe. Dribbles out of it. Penetrates. Tries a little dish off to Larrabee. Ball's bat out of bounds. Last touch by Carey. Rao checks back in for Riley Yost. The situation there with the Carey Blue Devils shuffling players in. I don't think they realized that Yost had the two fouls. It's like, oh, wait a second now. Got to get somebody in for her.
Yeah, they can't afford to have her pick up a third.
Oh, she's been outstanding. She's a candidate for player of the game. Game recognition absolutely brought to you by Glazed Over and Root Lumber in our postgame show. Hagelhorn's got dribble drive, kicks the ball out. Payne eyes a three-pointer, thinks better, drives, kicks it back out to Heckathorn. Her short jumper, bingo. Macy's in the book. 28-23 now, Manhattan player in the second quarter. Good sequence there for Kenton. In the front court now is Rachel Reinhart being guarded by Nolton. Gets a ball screen from Phillips for the roll there. Kenton does a nice job defending it. And we've got a five-second call. Good defense by Kenton. It's going to be on Rachel Reinhart there. Five-second call. You don't see those very often. I was going to say that is started by good on-the-ball defense by Olivia Nolton. Good help-side defense as well by Larrabee and Heckathorn. Turnover on Carey. Ball going back to Kenton. In the front court, Bostetter's got it. Hesitation, dribble, drives, cut off nicely by the Blue Devils. Puts a little short jumper off the mark. Larrabee has her hands on it, can't quite bring it in. Brodman clears now for Carey. Final minute here, the first half. Phillips has it, kicks the ball out to Reinhart. 28-23, Carey on top of Kenton on the Lumber scoreboard. That's Rachel Reinhart. Weaving through the Kenton defense, bounce pass over the corner. Broadman's got the jumper up on the baseline, no good. Rebound grab by Rao of Carey, and she's going to be fouled by Macy Heckathorn. Macy's second, team third. 46 seconds to play here in the opening half. Carey didn't mount the basketball. That's Rao at the elbow. Over to Phillips. She drives. Weaves through the Kenton defense. Left-hand layups off the mark. Good clear out there by Larrabee. If she's going to be fouled by Carey, she got the rebound. Nice work there again by Sadie Larrabee. This foul is going to be on Riley Rao. First foul on the 5'9 senior. So, Wildcats the basketball. Heckathorn's going to cross the timeline with 33 seconds to play here in the opening half. Macy has it. Fakes hand off to Payne. She drives, kicks back out to Bostetter. Gets a screen from Heckathorn. Drives through the paint. Ball shook free. Loose on the floor. Remember, hell ball possession is going to point the way of Kenton. Cats will keep it. Final 20 seconds play here in the first half. 28-23 carry on top of Kenton on the Rutland Lumber scoreboard. Ball inbound pass. Stolen away by Carey. Blue Devils with a little bit of a run there. Bursby's got it. Finds Phillips cutting on the backside. Layup up and in for Kinley Phillips. She's got eight. 30-23, 7-point lead now for Carey. Final eight ticks here of the opening half. Nolton crosses the timeline, hands it back to Heckathorn. Deep three-pointer short. Rebound still grabbed by Carey. There's still time on the clock, and the Rouse half-court heave is off the mark, but we've played two here at Kenton High School. It's the Carey Blue Devils 30, the Kenton Lady Wildcats 23. Mark and I will come back to Spirit Crate Union Halftime Show right after this.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Spirit Creighton Halftime Show, live tonight from Kenton High School. Jim Owen and Mark Schwimmer on your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN. Wildcats led 15-11 after one quarter. Big second quarter there for the Cary Blue Devils, outscoring Lady Wildcats 19-8. They've opened up a 30-23 advantage at the break. What do you got for some numbers here, Mark?
Well, I tell you, I think I caused the radio announcer's jinx there on Cary.
Yes, sir. I know how that goes, buddy.
And I'm gonna take not credit for that, I guess, but take the lumps for that. Cary came out and 11 for 25 from the floor in the first half. They had been shooting really well. Then they missed seven in a row there towards the end. They get one bucket late. 44% from the field, but they had gotten really hot right after the second quarter started. That gave them that big lead and caused some issues for Kenton. Kenton was 8 for 21 from the floor, 38%. 1 of 7 for three-pointers, 14%, whereas Cary was 2 of 5 at 40% from the three-point land.
Yeah, it's a situation, Mark, where certainly at least from my chair, very competitive first half, very nip and tuck, and Cary was able to make that little push there. The last third here, the second quarter, opened up this seven-point lead. Didn't take much, and then Kenton's biggest lead might have been four in the first half, and Cary wound up finding a way, made some plays on defense, hit a couple shots, and now it's a seven-point lead for the Blue Devils. It doesn't take much sometimes in a close game, buddy.
Absolutely right, and we talked about that watching the JV game. It seemed like towards the end of that game, Kent was playing really well, almost outplaying Cary, and still ended up losing that by 10. And it kind of felt that way here in the second quarter. Both of these teams fighting, scrapping. At one point, every single player was on the floor, diving for a loose ball. Actually, that might have been 2 or 3 points that they all were on the floor for that. And it seemed like a very tight game, very tightly contested, and yet we've got a seven-point advantage here for Cary.
We're going to take a 9-minute timeout here on the Spirit Creek Union Halftime Show. We'll come back, go over the individual scoring here the first half. Right now, at Spirit Creek Union Halftime Show, it's the Cary Blue Devils 30, the Kent Lady Wildcats 23. We'll be right back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Spirit Credit Union Halftime Show at Kenton High School. Cary uses a 19-8 second quarter, over a 30-23 advantage here at the halftime stop. Individual scoring looks like this for the Cary Blue Devils, again coming at 12-2 on the year. They got 8 points each from Riley Yost and Kinley Phillips. 6 from Ella Klinger, 4 points from Riley Rao, and 2 points apiece from Kelsey Bursby and Emily Broadman. The Kent Lady Wildcats got 8 points from Sadie Larrabee, 7 from Sydney Payne. You got 4 points from Olivia Nolting, 2 points apiece from Kinsey Sprang and Macy Heckathorn. That adds up to the 23 points for Coach Jay Bossman's team. Mark, always important for the second half. Get a good quick start there to in any sport. For Lady Wildcats down by 7, I think it's a case of where, you know what, you make a little good spurt to start the second half, get this thing down to one possession ball game again, we're right back where we started. Carey comes out and scores the first 5 points. Now we're swimming upstream for the second half.
Absolutely. I think Kent needs to do a little better job keeping hold of the ball. Real quick hands by Carey defense, real quick hands by Kenton defense when they had the opportunity as well. But better care of the ball, less turnovers, give Kenton more opportunities, get some buckets in there and cut in that lead.
Yeah, I think it's a game where I think, again, sports are universal. And I'm being serious when I say that. Defense wins championships in any sport. I think in a game like this, you've seen a lot from both teams where they've been able to make things happen defensively and get opportunities in transition. Kenton's done a good job of that, I was going to say, at times. Get a few more of those. Get Carey in transition. Get some more open opportunities. Knock some of those down, Mark, and it can kind of change the the basic trajectory of this ball game.
Yeah, Kenton saw a lot of joy. Quick transitions when they steal the ball. You see some three-pointers got knocked down. You saw some easy buckets. And quite honestly, Carey, when they had that opportunity, Kenton would press high and they could split through that and find a nice easy ball down low. Both teams did well moving the ball quickly. Seemed like they both kind of stalled a little bit when they got in their half-court sets.
Yeah, I did like a lot of what Carey did in the half-court. They ran some real good sets, got some good opportunities there, especially for Kinley Phillips getting with their 8 points, tied with Riley Yost for team lead. It's going to be a little bit harder for the Wildcats in the half-court game to get good, clean looks. So I think it's kind of important for Kenton to cash in on those transition opportunities. And, again, here's another thing, Mark, to talk about us also with basketball. You can't get into your full-court press, you don't score. I was going to say, you got to knock shots down initially, get yourself an opportunity to slap on that pressure and try and force some things. It snowballs that way. You score, get a steal, and you can pile some points up in a hurry, but it'll be interesting how the second half plays out. I think it's been very very well contested, very tightly contested between the two teams. I think it's been a very well-played game as well, Mark.
Absolutely. Fun to watch. Good fundamentals both ways, both teams. Just little things right now separating them both. And maybe you attribute that a little bit to the experience Carey has on the floor versus the youth that Kenton has. They do seem a little bit more at ease breaking a press or under pressure. And that gives them a little bit of an advantage at this point.
Well, we're going to take another time in a Spirit Credit Union halftime show. It's the Carey Blue Devils 30, the Kent Lady Wildcats 23. Mark, I'm back with the third quarter right after this.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at ohiohighpoint.com.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Third quarter brought to you by HSL. See the second half start. Third quarter sponsored. We're also Andrew Bench at Care with the basketball to begin the third quarter. 30-23 lead for the Blue Devils. Three-pointer on the way for Kelsey Bursby's off the mark. Kenzie Sprang clears the rebound. Here comes Kenton. Nolthen crosses the timeline. Crossover dribble hands back to Sprang. Right hand. Pitch over to Bostetter. She drives in the paint, kicks the ball back out to Nolting. She eyes a three-pointer from left side. Swish! Olivia Nolting's got seven out of Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. Makes it 30-26. Kenton claws back to within four. 6:52 and counting in the third quarter. The Lumber Rail scoreboard. Yost gets the ball. Gets a nice little high screen from Phillips. Kicks the ball out. Klinger's got a three-pointer from left side. Bingo!
Trading threes
Ella,
early.
Yep, Ella Klinger, three of those. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointers. She's got 9 points, 33-26 now. Carries the lead, Kenton the basketball. Hagathorn walks it up. Dribble drive, hand off the null thing. She penetrates. Scoop shot up off the mark. We're going to have a foul, though, on Carrie. That's going to Bursby. Her second, team first, two Middle High School free throws there for Olivia Knowlton. Knowlton right hand push off the back iron, no good. Stays 33-26, 6:25 to play in the third quarter. Remind everybody that after Mark and I go off the air, Brennan Burns is going to bring you the Domino's question of the game. First grade call at 419-675-3000. Get a large one on pizza from Domino's Pizza. Second there, Mid-Ohio Georgia free throw is good for Knowlton. She's got 8 points now. 33-27. Carries lead is six. The Devils with basketball. Phillips has the ball, looking for a little give and go there between her and Bursby. Nicely defended by the Wildcats. Bostetter gets a foot on it. The Lady Wildcats soccer player kicks that one in the stands.
Natural reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's what she does. Yep. Carries the basketball. Brings it to Yost as she crosses the timeline. Yost, bounce pass over to Bursby. It's a high ball screen from Rao. Drives, kicks the ball out. 3-point away from the left corner from Yost. Back iron, no good. Yost aggressively grabs that rebound like her hustle. Keeps possession alive for Carey. 5:51 to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass on the block to Rao. To Phillips, cuff. Nice, good defense by Larrabee. Carey will reset the attack. Cleaners got the ball at the top. Over to Yost, far side. Knowlton guards her. Back out to Phillips, 5:34 and counting in the third quarter. Back to Yost. Back here, Ella Klinger, deep three-pointer. From the right side's off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Larrabee. Looks to flip the ball out to Knowlton for the outlet. Ball's batted away by Bursby. Kenton will keep possession, 5:24 to play in the third quarter.
Carey settling for a lot of three-pointers this half.
And they've made some. That makes it easier to settle for them.
Yeah, it's true.
Driving layup for Knowlton. Spins off. Rebound grabbed by Larrabee. Layup up and in. Sadie's got 10. First Lady Wildcat in double figures. Kenton back to within four, 33-29. And, yeah, part of the three-point thing as well, Marcus. Kenton's doing a good job with the interior defense, just not allowing anything other than shots there beyond the arc. We have a collision between Phillips and Knowlton. And we get the foul to be on Knowlton. Her second, team first, 4:59 to play in the third quarter. Tomorrow we will have Simon Kenton Pioneers taking on the Union County Cougars. Mike and I will have that game. Sire. Hope you come out for that one here at Kenton Elementary. If you can't make the Elb game, listen to it on WKTN. And while I'm talking, Carey runs a nice little backdoor cut on the inbounds play. Two points now for Riley Rao. Makes it 35-29. Carey on top. Happy to be able to bring Pioneers basketball to you on the radio tomorrow. Bostetter drives through the paint. She's cut off. Gets called for the travel ball going back to Carey. Houghton Shield and Payne checking in for Sprang and Bostetter. Last home game of the season for the Pioneers. So, again, if you can't get out of the game, love to see a big crowd out there. But if not, you can listen to us on 95.3 WKTN pregame around 5:30 or so. Tips at 6. Yost with it. Hard pass over to Bursby. She wasn't expecting it. I know that look. I've hit it myself a lot. Put it that way. Rouse got the ball on the other side. Drives cut off by Eckathorn. Kicks the ball back out to Yost. Over 3 points away for Bursby. Swish. Kelsey Bursby's got five now. The Kenton Ace Harbor three-pointer. Biggest lead of the night now for either team. 38-29. Carry by nine. 4:11 to play here in the third quarter. Knowlton has it for Kenton in the front court. Crossover drill. Ball batted away and a foul on Carry. SBM Bursby, her third. Team second. Couldn't resist the crossover dribble. I get it completely.
Yep, suckered her right into that. Nice job by the offense.
Emily Broadman and Rachel Reinhardt check in for Carey. Again, replace Klinger and Bursby. Howden Shield inbound for Kenton in the front court. Gets it to Payne. Exactly halfway through the third quarter. Payne's got the ball. Cut off nicely. She tried to drive by Reinhardt. Hands it back to Howden Shield. Back to Payne. 3-point away. Back iron. No good. Rebounds loose. Run down by Riley Yost of Carey. Yost dribbles through the defense. Bounce pass over to Riley Rouse. She's got 8. 40-29, 11-point lead for Carey, and they steal the inbounds pass. Shot by Rouse, up blocked by Heckathorn. Rebound grabbed by Yost. Carey maintains possession. 40-29, Carey on top, 3.5 player in the third quarter. Rao has it. Reverse over to Yost, far side. Bounce pass over to Brodman. Cut off by Houdenshield. Ball goes near side now to Rachel Reinhardt looking for Phillips, but good defense by Larrabee on the block. Denies the entry pass. Rao has it. Back over to Yost. Very patient set here for Carey. They got the ball. 3 minutes playing in the third quarter. A 40-29 lead. Ball kicked out to Rao. Back to Yost. Over to Brodman. To Phillips looking for a pass. On the give and go, looking for Brodman. Stolen away. Brodman stolen away by Larrabee of Kenton. Lady Wildcats the basketball trying to cut this 11-point lead. Payne drives. It's going to be an offensive foul. Good defense by Carey. I think that was Brodman who set up there. Draws the offensive foul on Payne. Sydney trying to make something happen there. Gets called for the foul. Her first team second. 2:41 to play in the third quarter. Root Lumber timeout by Kenton. When he got 1-2, 2:41 to play in the third quarter. It's Carey 40, Kenton 29. We'll be right back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Carey with the basketball in a 40-29 lead. 2:41 to play here in the third quarter on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Remind everybody, Mark and I are named Players of the Game, brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over during our post-game show. Hope you stick around for that. Carey with the basketball being very patient with the 11-point lead. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Kenton led 15-11 after one period, but since then it's been all Carey. Let's go to the Wildcats by 15 points after that opening 8 minutes. Dump down low to Brodman. She's cut off, kicks the ball back out to Rachel Reinhardt. Carey will reset the attack. A couple nice little touch passes. Phillips has now back to Rao on the block. Kick the ball back out to Brodman. She fakes a three-pointer. Hands it back to Rao. Dumped down to Phillips. Left-hand layup up and in. I like the way she plays the block. Kinley Phillips, she's got 10. 42-29, now 13-point lead for Carey Wildcats the basketball.
Nice job of getting the ball down low and quickly back up top. Really cut that heist or that Kenton defense apart.
Knowlton drives baseline. She's trapped, kicks the ball out to Houdenshield. 3-point away from the right side. Long two-pointer for Audi Houdenshield. Foots on the line, makes it 42-31, though, does stem the tide here a little bit and cut into that Carey lead back to 11 now. Minute 33 to play here in the third quarter. Rao's got it. Give and go for Yost. Pass just a little bit too high. Good defense by Eddie Houdenshield. It's a tough pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Off Carey, back to Kenton.
Carey's really burning the clock, taking their time with the ball.
It's disciplined basketball. You've got the lead, Mark. I think that's the way they play in general, but boy, it's smart basketball. That's why you don't want to fall behind it to a team like Carey, which is so solid and technically sound. They can run 30 seconds off the clock like nothing and shorten the ball game.
Yeah.
42-31, kept the basketball, trailing by 11. Payne has the ball right side. She drives, cut off nicely by the Blue Devils, gets it to Nolting. Her spinning left's no good. Offensive rebound cannot be grabbed by the Wildcats. Couple players had a shot at it. And here comes Carey in transition. Yost pull-up jumper. Touches every part of the rim. Does not go. Heckathorn clears the rebound for Kenton. Long softball pass up to Nolting. She has a 19-footer. Back iron, no good. Rebound. Batted away by Heckathorn. Out of bounds. Good check out by Brodman. Ball is going back to Carey. 48 ticks play here in the period.
Quick transition that time by Kenton. Give him a good opportunity. Just going to knock it home.
Carey brings it up here. Final 42-6 here. Takes the third quarter. They have the basketball, a 42-31 lead. Yost drives. Hands ball off to Reinhardt. In closing out the third quarter, brought to you by Liberal Flawless Andrew Benchick. Rouse got the ball far side. Gets a good ball screen. Tries to find Broadman, where it bounces off of her and goes right back to Rao's hands, and she gets it to Rachel Reinhardt. 20 seconds player in the third quarter. Inside to Rao, back out to Phillips. She drives, kicks the ball back out. Great discipline by Carey. Here's her running some clock. Reinhardt has it to Phillips on the baseline. Kicks it out, long outlet pass to Rao. 7 ticks the player in the third quarter. Over to Yost. Back to Broadman. 3 pouring the way. Front iron, no good. And we have played 3 here at Kenton High School. It's the Carey Blue Devils 42, the Kenton Lady Wildcats 31. Mark and I will be back with the fourth quarter after this.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Lady Wildcats of the basketball start the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Riffle's Andrew Benchick. Carey on top 42-31 as we begin the final 8 minutes of an entertaining ball game tonight. Nolting over to Heckathorn. The front court finds a cutting Larrabee. Kicks the ball back out. Bostetter, 3-point away from the left side. Back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Klinger, and she's fouled by Sprang. Good check out there from Ella Klinger. Sprang's fouls be her first team, first 746 player in the fourth quarter. Ball inbound to Yost, being guards. Wildcats pick up full court. She's guarded by Sprang. Yost, floor general, as Bob would say, for the Carey Blue Devils. She's a nice job. They run the offense through her, and she's been outstanding tonight. She's a candidate for player of the game, brought to you by Root Lumber and Glaze, though. We'll name players of the game from both teams here in the postgame show. We've got 7:23 and counting in the fourth quarter. Something we've neglected to say for 3.5 quarters. But scoreboard to our right is not working. The bucket that carries at now. So it's kind of, you look up. It's hard enough for Mark and I to figure things out. But I feel bad for the kids on the floor playing. You look up and you don't see the score. It went out at halftime of the JV game. Sadie Larrabee in transition after Carey turnover. Cannot get the rebound to drop. Kenzie Sprang grabs the offensive rebound. She is fouled. Second team foul. First foul, excuse me, Carey. First foul on Emily Broadman. First on her. First in the team, 7:02 to play in the fourth quarter. Bostetter inbound. Flips out the Nolting. She drives, kicks the ball out. Sprang, 3-point away from the right side. Short. A rebound batted around, grabbed by Phillips of Carey. We put him in here the fourth quarter, 42-31, Carey on top of Kenton. Dumped down to Phillips. She's open in transition. Lip does not go. Rebound cleared by Heckathorn. Wildcats dodge a bullet there. Carey does a good job breaking that pressure. Heckathorn, long pass up to Larrabee. She has a little 5-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Phillips of Carey, and they will slow it down. Yost, long pass over to Broadman. Shot fake, kicks the ball out to Klinger, and Yost. Again, Carey will burn some clock, spreading out the Wildcats. Nobody inside the 3-point stripe for Carey. Now they run a little give and go. Yost pass to Broadman, back to Yost. Her shot is blocked by Heckathorn, but she muscles it home. 10 points now for Riley Yost. 44-31, 13-point lead for Carey. But the Blue Devils do foul on the full court, pressing Kenton.
Fourth foul on
Bursby, yes, sir. I knew that's what those four fingers you were holding out for me were. It was either that or four horsemen, but I didn't see Flair and J.J. Dillon walk in. So
I held him up, sure, and then I kind of wondered if
Well, I wasn't sure if it was four fouls. I was going to say, yeah. Which is fair. It's okay to question that. Wildcats in with the basketball to Nolting. Her driving layups off the side of the backboard. Rebound cleared by Yost of Carey. Blue Devils in transition. They'll back it out. Klinger's got a three-pointer on the way from the right elbow. No good. Offensive rebound by Yost. Put back. It is short. Rebound. Phillips grabs it for Carey. Lays it up. Lays it in. Kinley Phillips with 12 points now. Biggest of the night now for Carey. 46-31. 5:40 to play in this one. Heckathorn spins through the defense. The front four Kettner driving layup up and in. Macy, good work there. Muscling that one home. 6 foot junior's got 4 points. 46-33. Yost. Far side. To Rao. Gets a ball screen. Then backs it out. Yost has it. 5:15 count here in the fourth quarter. 46-33. Carries the basketball. A 13-point lead. Klinger. Dumped down to Phillips. She drives, kicks the ball out to Reinhart. Again, Carey will reset the attack. Blue Devils in no hurry. We played 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter, 46-33. Carey, the 13-point lead in the basketball. Broadman has a three-pointer swish. 5 points now for Emily Broadman. The Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointers, 49-33. 16-point lead now for the Carey Blue Devils. Heck is on the front court now for Kenton. Over to Nolting. She drives, spins, running layup up, no good. Rebound batted around, grabbing the corner by Rachel Reinhart for Carey. Klinger has it. Over to Broadman in the corner for Carey. Blue Devils, long bounce pass over to Reinhart, gets through the Kenton defense. And Yost will reset the attack again. Carey, no hurry. Klinger out there by the 10-foot volleyball line. Back to Phillips, give and go. Back to Broadman, she drives. She's cut off nicely by Sprang. Shot goes off the mark. Rebound grab by Heckathorn of Kenton. We played half the fourth quarter, 49-33, as Kenton crosses the timeline. Sprang has it. Offensive foul off the ball. It's going to be on Boston, an illegal screen. Got his first foul. Team second.
That's her first.
Kenton's offense since his first quarter reminds me of Billy Hollowell. It means nothing to you, but he's a Steelers play-by-play guy. You know, refer to the offense. There's a lot of problems with the offense this year, so got a lot of chance to talk about it. It's like a poetry with no rhyme. And this kind of has been for the Lady Wildcats after that first quarter night. You know, because it just has not clicked completely. A lot of credit that goes to Carey Blue Devils. They've been outstanding defensively.
Yeah, quick hands, quick movement, really making it difficult for Kenton to get anything put together as far as an offensive scheme.
Reinhardt has it in the front court for Carey. 3:42 and counting in the fourth quarter. 49-33. Carey with the basketball, a 16-point lead. Rao has it. In the corner over to Klinger. She's being guarded by Sprang. Bounce pass to cutting Yost. Kenton cuts her off. Payne cuts her off. Kicks the ball back out of Klinger. Three-pointer bang. Fourth Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer game for Ella Klinger. 52-33. Good ball movement. Good shooting here when they've needed it for the Carey Blue Devils. It equals to the 19-point advantage for Carey. Houdinshield has it. We've got a Root Lumber timeout by Kenton. We're going to get one as well. 3:08 to play in this one. It is Carey 52, Kenton 33. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're on the Domino's question of the game. First correct caller in the postgame show after Dr. B brings that to you here. After Mark and I go off the air, get a large 1-M pizza from Domino's. Get the first correct call, 4-9-6-M-5-3000. Lady Wildcats inbound the basketball, 3:03 to play in this one. We got a foul. It's going to be on Riley Rao, the 5'9 senior. Houdinshield underneath the basket, 52-33. Carry on top of Kenton. The Libero scored. Ball inbound to Payne. She drives. Her runner short. Partially blocked by Carey. Rebound grabbed by Yost. Couldn't tell which one of the Blue Devils got a handout. There were several players there defensively. Good team defense by Carey. 2:52 and counting in this one. 52-33. Carey leading the basketball. Robbins with the ball far side. Guarded by Larrabee. Bounce pass. Goes off the mark. Grabbed by Josh. Game with an assist from Cowboy Troy in the front row. That's why we have them there. To protect the other people in the stands. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Carey. Hegathorn will inbound right in front of the famous twosome there. Gets small inbounds. 2:40 to play in this one. Sprang drives. Running layup up and in. 4 points now for Kinsey Sprang. 52-35. 2.5 to play in this one. We got a Root Lumber timeout by Carey. 30-second time. We'll keep it here. Remember, everybody, we're named Players of the Game. Brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over during the postgame show. So 30-second timeout by Carey. Scoring situation timeout, Mark. I think, you know, again, understand we have a 17-point lead. You know, it's late in the ballgame. This is what we got to do to salt this one away. Yeah, I guess it's not. I don't think it's necessarily worried about setting a play up right now. See, Coach Fleur doesn't have the clipboard out. Just, hey, remember what we're supposed to do. Remember where we're at. Get the ball in bounds. Take care of the basketball. Make them foul us. Knock down the free throws. It's going to bust us and head back to Wyandotte County.
Yeah, it's important when you get a big lead and that you finish the game strong,
yes,
and you finish it doing it right. And Carey's been a little sloppy the last couple times, a couple fouls, bad turnover, the possession before. So I think Coach just wants a little bit of a reminder, as you said, let's do things right, let's finish this game right. We've got more games to play down.
Carey breaks the Kenton pressure. Long pass out there to Reinhardt. Jumpers off the mark. Rebound cleared by Howenshield. There comes Kenton. They trail by 17. They have the basketball. 2:20 to play in this one. Payne is trapped along the sideline. We've got a foul. Couple players they can choose from there. The two officials confirm. We're eventually get this one on Riley Yost. Her third, team fourth. Ratliff checks back in for Kenton for Macy Eckathorn. Howenshield inbounds ball for Kenton. 2:17 to play in this one. 52-35. Carry by 17. Nice drive. Baseline layup up and in for Sadie Larrabee. She's got a dozen. 52-37. Kenton within 15 now as Yost crossed the timeout at the two-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Again, it's a little thing that doesn't seem like much, but Carey is playing at shooting at the basket, which has the scoreboard out. So you kind of wonder about scoring situation. You have to be able to remember that. That was a great play there for Carey, though. They had a little driving layup that was off the mark. Kenton with the rebound. Kinsey Sprang hits an Ace Hardware three-point for Kenton. She's got 7 points. That now it's 52-40, 1:42 to play in this one. Yost has been guarded by Sprang. To Reinhardt. She's guarded by Howenshield. Over in the corner. Over to Riley Roush. She's stripped by Larrabee. Ball is going to stay with Carey. 1:31 to play in this one. We talked about this before, Mark. They look to the basket to the right. That scoreboard's out. Again, it's no one's fault that happens, but you kind of wonder if you're trying to salt away a lead. I guess I'd rather have that problem up 12 than down 12 if you're Carey, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Yost has it. Over to Sprang. Bursby has been guarded by Sydney Payne. 1:20 to play in this one. Over to Yost. 52-40. Carey on top. Yost being guarded by Kinsey Sprang. Hand off to Broadman. Guarded by Ratliff. Well beyond the three-point line. Over to Yost. Yost guarded by Sprang. Sprang passed up by out of bounds. It's going to stay with Carey with 61 ticks to play in this one. 52-40. Carey on top with the basketball. Long entry pass and Reinhardt back to Bursby, over to Yost. Up by the mid-stripe circle, guarded by Sprang. Weaving back and forth is Yost, guarded by Sprang. She's a nice job cutting her off, but at this point I think Carey's looking for anything other than a layup. They're just not going to shoot it, I think. 44 ticks to play in this one. Nice job by Larrabee, bats it away. Out of bounds, last touch by Sadie, 41 seconds left. 52-40.
Quick hands by Kenton defense in the last three possessions here. Result in the ball getting knocked out of bounds. Don't get possession out of it, but good things you're seeing from your defense here.
And Kenton does force a turnover, traveling call on Carey. Ball back to Lady Wildcats, 38 seconds left. 52-40. Kenton trailing by 12 with the basketball. Payne crosses the timeline. Hard right hand dribble, hands off to Larrabee. Her short runner up and in. Sadie's got 14 points now to lead Kenton. 28 seconds left. 52-40, 10-point lead for Cary. Yost across the timeline, guarded by Sprang. It's a nice high ball screen from Berthby over to Broadman in the corner. She's trapped. 12 seconds left. We're going to have a foul here, I believe, on Larrabee of Kenton. Her second, team third, 11 seconds left in this one, 52-40. Cary's going to improve to 13-2 on the season. Lady Wildcats going to slip to 6-9. Cary sets inbound the basketball. Bursby gets the ball into Rouse. She's going to pull in the short jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound cleared by Payne of Kenton. 6 seconds left. She crosses the timeline. Four. Kicks the ball out to Houdinshield. Three-pointer on the way from the right side. Knocks it down. Eddie Houdinshield with Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. And that'll end the scoring. Cary comes out here with a 52-45 win. We're going to come back and assess the transport postgame show. Tell you all about it right after this.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Brand new Ram 1500s and 2500s, Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Chargers, and more. All with freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off MSRP. 13 grand off, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Ram 1500 is the most luxurious and technologically advanced Ram 1500 ever. Need credit? We work hard to get you approved, even if you've been turned down elsewhere, and we want your trade no matter how much you owe. Freezing low prices, up to $13,000 off. 3.9% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days during the Start Something New sales event at Matthews Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Marion. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com. MatthewsDodgeChryslerJeep.com.
23 Ram 1500, 42.2, 2,000 down, 628 a month, 72 months, 3.9% APR plus tax tag title. Deferment to qualified buyers.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School. Sessa Transport postgame show. The Cary Blue Devils improved to 13-2 in the season with a 52-45 win over the Kenton Lady Wildcats. Lady Wildcats now 6-9 in the season. What do you got for some stats here, Mark?
Well, I tell you, in the second half, you saw Cary really come out, be forced to play shoot from the three-point land. And I don't even know if I want to say forced to play for the three-pointer, but they were comfortable with it. They knocked it down. They were 4-9 from three-point land. In the second half, 6 of 14 for the game at 43%. Kenton not quite so successful from three-point land, 4 of 13 for the game, 31%. Looking from the two-point area, both teams knocked down 14 points. Kenton 14 of 35 for 40%, and Cary 14 of 38 for 37%.
Scoring looks like this for the Cary Blue Devils. 5 points apiece from Emily Broadman and Kelsey Bursby. Then you got 8 points from Riley Rao, 10 from Riley Yost, three players in double figures for the Blue Devils, and 12 points apiece for Ella Klinger, all in three-pointers, and 12 for Kinley Phillips. The Kent Lady Wildcats scoring looks like this. You got 4 points from Macy Eckathorn, 5 from Addie Houdinshield, 7 points each for Kenzie Sprang and Sydney Payne, 8 for Olivia Nolte, and 14 for Sadie Larrabee. We're going to take one more time to assess the transport postgame show. Come back, name our players of the game, and end this broadcast tonight right after this on your Region Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
You live a beautiful life. Continue living it with the highest quality of care at Blanchard Place Assisted Living. Experience Blanchard Place today. Call 419-673-9821 or visit us on Facebook. It's not just the life you need, but the life you've earned.
Are you looking for affordable childcare in a Christian setting? My name is Cadence, and I work for the New Hope Child Care Center in Kenton. We are a ministry of the New Hope Church. The New Hope Child Care Center is now enrolling children 2.5 years old through 11 years old. We offer full-time, part-time, and before and after school care between the hours of 6:10 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Follow us on Facebook at New Hope Child Care Center or call us at 567-674-4765 for more details.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton High School for the last time tonight. Kenton assess the transport post-game show. Cary Blue Devils improved to 13-2 with a 52-45 win over the Kenton Lady Wildcats. Kenton now 6-9 this season. Time to name our players of the game. Glazed over player of the game goes Riley Yost from Cary. Boy, 10 points. Had a nice floor game as well, Mark.
Oh, she ran the offense. Everything went through her. She did a nice job on top when she had the ball, and she did a nice job cutting to the basket, either finding a bucket for herself or dishing it back out for a nice, easy, open jumper for her teammates.
Root Lumber player of the game, Sadie Larrabee with 14 points from Kenton. Also did a great job in the glass. Flushed it, nice all-around ball game.
She did. One of the bright spots on all points for the Wildcats tonight. Her first step, especially there towards the end, gave her a lot of opportunities. Just not enough for Kenton through the game.
Glazed over player of the game, Riley Yost from Cary, and for the Root Lumber player of the contest, Sadie Larrabee from Kenton. Junior varsity contest also went to the Cary Blue Devils. They sweep tonight. They win that one 42-32. Varsity contest went the way of the visitors, 52 for Cary, 45 for Kenton. So for a couple of commentators, Mark Schwimmer, our engineer back station, Dr. B, Brandon Byrne, this is Jim Holman saying good evening, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.